One morning, Peter opened the gate and went out into the big green meadow. Tree sat a little bird, Peter's friend. All is quiet, chirped the bird gaily.
Listening to a bit of Peter and the Wolf. The Southeast Iowa Symphony will be featuring Peter and the Wolf and another piece as well. And a very interesting concert. It's a kids' symphony, the annual kids' symphony, going on three concerts in three different locations. And they're on the road to Bridgeview Center in Ottumwa at 11 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, Iowa Wesleyan University Chapel at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That'll be going on Saturday as well, and then they'll wrap it up at the Capitol Theater in Burlington at 4:30. The Kids Symphony, Bob McConnell is the conductor of the Kids Symphony, and the Peter and the Wolf production this year is going to be somewhat unique, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah, and in fact, we hadn't had it scheduled to do it again, but I got a call from a guy that is a native Iowan and that works nationally and even internationally some, with a theater company that presents a variety of musical works with orchestras where they don't just read the narration, they act out the narration in front. And I talked to one friend in particular that I saw was in his references out on the East Coast, and she just goes, "This guy is fantastic," because it's like the best kids symphony concert we've ever had. And so we're really looking forward to it. It's a lot of fun. People want to hear the piece anyway, and I think we did it either 2 or 3 years ago. But this will be a very different presentation.
And it is, again, Peter and the Wolf, obviously you've done it before, but they, again, the really inventive theater company, that should be a rather unique twist. And again, the kids company, this is really, when we're talking kids, yes, they're going to learn all about what an orchestra is all about, aren't they?
Well, yeah. I mean, in addition to Peter and the Wolf, so what we do in this concert is we have individual instruments come up and they're demonstrated in front. And, kids after the concert are welcome to come up and actually see the instruments and talk to the players on the stage. The other thing we do is we break down the music some and show them how the composer uses the orchestra. So it's really an interesting concert.
It is an interactive concert. You're also going to be featuring the Linda Robbins Coleman's Ode to Iowa for a Beautiful Land. That'll be a piece that you had part of your regular program this past very recently, right?
Yeah, we decided to use this piece also because, like Peter and the Wolf, she captures sounds of either action or nature within the music, and then she's an Iowa composer too. And part of our season most of our season is built around honoring women in music in honor of the 100th anniversary of the passing of the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote finally in 1920. And so we've really reached out to Midwestern female composers, and this is a really fun piece that was written for Iowa's sesquicentennial and captures a lot of sounds of nature, and it's a great piece to demonstrate how orchestras achieve what they do with the variety of instruments.
Again, this is a fairly quick, brief 45-minute concert in totality, and again, on the road for three concerts. You feel like a road warrior by that time, I'm going to guess, when it's all done, right?
Yeah, you really do. I mean, we start out in the morning at 9:15 in Ottumwa with a rehearsal. That's the first time any of us will meet the soloist, and so we'll put that together as quickly as possible, go through the other pieces. We have a little break, and then we're at Ottumwa at 11. We're at Mount Pleasant at 2, and we're at Burlington at 4:30. And I would advise people that are really interested in coming to get there early. We don't have reserved seating just because it's a hassle to get it all worked out with sales. And usually we're pretty full at the Capitol. So, and the other thing people can do if they need the flexibility is just come over to Mount Pleasant at 2. That's a very convenient time and a bigger hall to listen to it in.
And that is, again, that's the Kids Symphony. And, again, it's just $5 for adults. The kids are free. And literally kids of all ages are welcome to enjoy the Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra. And, again, three concerts coming up on Saturday, 4:30 at the Capitol Theater in Burlington is the wrap-up. The Iowa Wesleyan University Chapel in Mount Pleasant, that's at 2 p.m., and a little bit far of a drive for some people, but 11 o'clock in the morning at the Bridgeview Center in Ottumwa. And you've got there's a special event you're involved in on Sunday, right?
Yeah, the Southeast Iowa Band has a lot of the players that are in the wind section of the orchestra, but then a lot of other players. I think we have 55 players, and I was looking the other day, and roughly 30 of them have music degrees, and they're either teaching, retired teachers, or performers. And then we have some talented high school students in the group, not a lot of them, and college students, college faculty, and just a mix of people that want to maintain their skills. But a lot of people in Burlington have heard us. We've played at the Methodist Church a couple times, and people come over to Mount Pleasant to hear us. We're going to be playing at the Sondheim Theater in Fairfield at 3 p.m., and that's $10 for adults, but college age down are free there also. They just need to bring some kind of a college ID. But the band is really sounding great, and this is a wonderful program. I think about probably 15 of the 55 are from Burlington, maybe a few more. School band directors and just a variety of people.
All right. And that, again, that is at the Sondheim Theater in Fairfield, right? And what's the time on that again?
Yes. That's 3 p.m.
on Sunday. All right. And,
yep.
And of course, the Kids Symphony coming up on Saturday, the Southeast Iowa Band on Sunday. Bob McConnell, sounds like a busy weekend for you and all the players. Have a great weekend.
We will. Thank you, Steve.